With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The state of Minnesota and the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul are suing the federal government to stop the surge of ICE activity. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The lawsuit was filed in federal court in response to the Trump administration's surging of more than 2,000 immigration officers into Minnesota. The suit also asks for a temporary restraining order to halt the enforcement action or limit the operation. It alleges that the ICE operation violates federal law because it's arbitrary and capricious, since it says other states aren't seeing similar crackdowns. State officials say the federal government is really targeting Minnesota over politics. Greg Clugston, Washington.
White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt says President Trump is keeping all of his options on the table regarding Iran, even as officials in that country are seeking negotiations with the U.S.
Diplomacy is always the first option for the president. He's told all of you last night that what you're hearing publicly from the Iranian regime is quite differently from the messages the administration is receiving privately. And I think the president has an interest in exploring those messages.
President Trump says Iran wants to negotiate with the U.S. after his threat to strike the country over its crackdown on protesters. Activists said Monday the death toll in the demonstrations has risen to at least 646. Iran hasn't yet responded to Trump's comments. A suspect in an arson fire at a Mississippi synagogue that was bombed by the Ku Klux Klan decades ago admitted to targeting the historic institution because it's a Jewish house of worship and confessed what he had done to his father, who turned him into authorities after observing burn marks on his son's ankles, hands, and face. This is SRN News. A Christian financial expert issues a warning.
And it's not about the economy or debt or investments. No, Dave Ramsey is very concerned about gambling. A longtime Christian radio host and author said on a sports wagering is, quote, the most addictive thing I've ever seen. The number of people calling our financial counselors and telling them that their entire lives have been destroyed by gambling is unbelievable. It's the fastest growing addiction in America. Michael Harrington reporting.
The Texas Methodist Foundation has awarded nearly $1 million in grant funding to 68 churches and nonprofit ministries across Texas and New Mexico. One of those recipients is Corpus Christi Metro Ministries. It provides over 8,000 hot meals to the homeless each month, as well as no-cost medical services and transitional housing. TMF says all the recipients spread the gospel and help the poor. This is SRN News. Fed worries didn't impact the markets.
Stocks edged up to more records on Wall Street. That came after the market erased early losses. The S&P 500 edged up 0.2% Monday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 86 points. That's about 0.2%. The Nasdaq Composite rose 0.3%. There were still signs of worry in markets that the Fed's independence is being challenged by the Trump White House. The Fed's ability to resist pressure from politicians to lower interest rates is seen as crucial in its efforts to fight inflation and to maintain credibility with markets. Seth Sutel, New York.
Washington's Inspector General's office has launched an investigation into the Metropolitan Police Department's crime data reporting system. The probe aims to assess how the department collects, classifies, and reports District of Columbia crime statistics. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.